just got to Victoria Point. We're back. We're back to Project Independence and You Talk Radio, and we're talking with Christina Liu about Talk of the Town. So, Christina, let's keep going. I know there's really nothing going on in the town.
Seriously, there's certainly a lot going on. Now that we're in March, I'm like completely in shock because we were saying earlier we don't know what happened to February.
Spring.
But the spring fling,
which is a good thing,
is coming up.
Looking out the window.
That's right. We're going to keep putting
it
out there.
Right,
it's like putting out the positive word, you know, come to fruition. March 16th, it'll be at Charles Fuchsola Park. That's in Carle Place. And then on March 23rd, spring fling will be at Clinton G. Martin Park from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's a great reason to come out. It's free. There's pizza, dancing, dessert, snacks, coffee, games. It's a really great event, and it's just fun to get out and celebrate spring. So if you're interested in that, call 311 or 869-6311.
So about how many days is that? About 20 days or so, would you say that that's going to be about that time?
Yeah.
Do you have anything that...
20 or 33? Yeah, well, yeah.
33. I wonder 33. What 33 is.
I don't know.
Is anybody...
John Ryan's not here.
I know. We're stumped. He's our mathematician.
By any chance, could you, 33 possibly be a time when Christina has a birthday?
Oh, no.
Well, last week it was 40.
Wow.
I tuned in last week to hear.
Wow.
40, am I right? 40 was the number last week?
You know, I lose
yes,
track of
it. Yes, I heard it last week. So
Though
John is not with
that's
us.
That's right.
33. Okay.
We're rapidly approaching. Everyone, gear up.
That'd be your age almost.
That is my age. Oh, my God. That's what I'll be turning, 33.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
That just totally hit me.
That's the number,
Go
boy.
Yeah. Today.
All right, everyone, play that number.
33.
That's it. 33.
Wow, that's really great, Otto.
And by the way, we're not... We have no obligation whatsoever if you bet 33 and it doesn't win.
Right,
that'd be
right.
Your
full
problem.
But
like
if you hit the lottery,
then you can
remember
talk to us.
That's right. Remember Project Independence and you. We need another clock over here. But enough about that. You know, we're going to go into Project Independence programs.
There can never be enough about that.
I know. That's right. I don't want to steal the whole show away.
I know.
But, you know, I also want to remind people in this, hopefully... This is our last weird weather. I'm going to go with that. And the weather is going to be sunny and beautiful, and you can get out there safely and attend all of our wonderful programs because we have tons of social groups. You know, we promote them every week, and I really want to encourage people to go and attend these things because as much as it's wonderful, we also have, you know, these health education chats too. Socialization is definitely a part of, you know, your overall quality of life and aging in place. Happily. So I encourage people to go and check them out and see which one's a good fit for you. They all might be a good fit, or you might like one.
I actually
one
go
two.
To one of them. Games people play.
There you go. Good. Let's tell us about it.
Yeah.
I don't know what goes
well,
on.
It's on Wednesday at Clinton mm-hmm. Martin from 1 to 4. Mm-hmm. And you can basically play whatever game you want.
And what is your game of choice?
Our game of choice at the moment, well, this week we played Yahtzee for a little while because
Yahtzee's a good one.
Somebody was late. But then we played Canasta. Mm-hmm. That was the next choice.
And how is your Canasta skills? Have you?
Oh, I'm telling you, Canasta is a game where there are 483 rules.
I do know that.
and if you don't remember them all, there's always somebody around to remind you.
That's right. But,
but we have a good time.
Yeah.
And as you point out, it's socializing.
Absolutely.
Get to meet a few new people.
Yeah, and that's what I think is great. You know, and with a lot of these groups, you know, people will come up, different residents, and say, you know, they would meet someone that they, like, lived on their block that they had no idea lived on their block. You know, so it's really, it's nice when you hear these kind of stories.
You know, that's a little side benefit of Project Independence is I think a lot of people probably feel closer to the neighborhood they live in
mm-hmm.
because of Project Independence. You know, when you get into a situation where you no longer have children involved, no more school connection, you know, none of the above. As seniors, there's really not a lot of linkage. You know, there are clubs, AARP, whatever. But if you don't belong to any of those, Project Independence is a good way to become a member of your community.
You know, and that's such an important thing. I'm glad you said it because I've actually heard that numerous times. And because that's what's great, especially about these advisory committees, too. Because they are geared towards your specific region. So a lot of the concerns that come up are stuff that is going on in the community. As much as Project Independence serves the whole town, you know, communities have different things that might be, you know, of issue. And I think that is something that's great. Because I remember Hazel, actually. We'll give a shout out to Hazel, who was part of the New Hyde Park Advisory. And I remember being an intern and going to when it was just a NORC advisory. And she, I remember her standing up and saying, you know, Project Independence, I was alone in my house. You know, I didn't talk to any of the neighbors. You know, people had changed, you know, and it's it's just this different thing. And you kind of just forget, you know, that you're there.
Right.
You know, and, you know, so it really, being part of Project Independence totally broadened her relationships with people in the community. And I remember that so well, always stuck out in my head that that was something that was, you know, an added bonus of this, too. So.
And I, what I like about it is there's a series of events that may go with something like your games people play. Mm-hmm. It's not a one-shot deal. If for any chance you don't, you can go back another time. Or if you like it, you can start to go on a regular basis, which gives you a form of a schedule. I think Project Independent Social Discussion Group. Is Robin a social worker?
Yes, she's one of our, yeah, she's one of our caseworkers.
She specializes also in mental health.
Yes, yeah, she's a mental health counselor. Yeah.
And so she leads some of the...
Yeah, so she facilitates the social group that meets at the Parkville branch of the Great Neck Library, and she also facilitates the men's group that also meets there too.
And they also are a series
yes.
of discussions. So you can go to one or you can go
absolutely.
Every single week and begin to build a network and a connection.
No, it's really, you know, and what's great about these groups, too, is that, you know, you meet people that might have common things or something you didn't know, you know, so you're actually like learning from it. So it's just there's so many benefits, and I encourage people to check it out. And another series that we've been offering is our Brain Games and Memory Health. So this is a 3-week series. The next one's coming up March 15th, and that will be at the Port Washington Library. And this one is facilitated by Kelly Steinman, who's one of our nurses, and Gail Sellis, who's one of our gerontologists. And there's going to be brain teasers and puzzles. You know, I know this is like all the rage now, these things to keep your brain fit, and it's so important to do. And that is from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Then we have another series that's offered at the Great Neck Social Center. Another 3-week series, which is March 21st, that kicks off. And that's Kelly Steinman, one of our nurses, and Janet Golan, who's another nurse, and they'll offer that too. So we're trying to do this all around the town because these programs were really, really popular when we did them.
Yeah, I mean, there's no guarantees that this is, you know, there's no real evidence yet to show that this necessarily keeps you from having dementia problems. But the bottom line is it's pretty good stuff. It's
no,
fun.
It is, you know, and
it's fun.
And I think about
it doesn't hurt anybody.
Yeah.
No, can't hurt you.
And you might as well enjoy what has possibilities.
Yeah, can't harm you. It can only be fun.
No, because you know what we talk about too, and I know when my grandfather was alive, you know, towards the it was hard because he was homebound. You know, he really couldn't get out. You know, when days would go by, you know, he would say, you know, if he wasn't talking to someone, you just like slowly just, you know, right, you know, if you weren't having that communication. Luckily, he had, you know, my mom and I, you know, who constantly weren't. But there's a lot of people who are just home.
You and your mother talk?
Yeah. Me and my mom, my best buddy in the world.
That's nice.
Yes, we're like the dynamic duo, the two of us. Always
That's
have
good.
Been.
That's good.
But what is... You know, there's a lot of people that don't have that, you know, so they're sitting home and not exercising your brain and having communication and conversations really impacts you. I mean, even for a younger person, I know my friends who would be sick, you know, with the flu recently, and they're like days would just melt in, like you just feel like so out of touch, you know, and thinking that that is your permanent condition, you know, it really impacts your brain. And,
yeah, there are
functioning.
Neuropsychologists that do research on brain plasticity.
Yeah, of course.
And what that does as far as
it's important.
Long-term thinking and being able to stay.
Absolutely. So
well, that's another reason why I'm kind of a big pain about an advocate of seniors learning how to use a computer, learning how to go on the internet, learning how to do email, learning how to see pictures.
Right, because it broadens your whole life.
With your children, your grandchildren. It may not be the way it was in the old days.
Yeah.
But it's a lot better than having
no
communication.
Nothing. No, that's right.
A lot can be said for lifelong learning.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's what this show is about,
and that's
right?
Part of it is learning. You know, some people fight technology. It's here. You know, whether you like the idea or not, it's here.
And speaking of that, on March 14th, because I say we're rapidly approaching the end, Barbara Melman, who's one of our Project Independence volunteers, will be offering Learning iTunes Basics and some surprises. She's been doing a whole series of things, but this one's going to be focused on how to download music, find podcasts, create albums, which is really wonderful, too, because I love listening to podcasts, and I think it's a great, you can find all different topics of interest, and that's going to be at Clinton G. Martin Park. At 10 a.m. from 10 a.m. to 11:30 on March 14th.
There's also a list that was given out at the Project Independence Advisory Committee meeting on Monday in New Hyde Park of libraries with specific points about the technical services that are provided at these libraries.
Yeah, that's something that is really...
You could get that list by calling 311.
Absolutely, call 311 or 869-6311. They'll transfer you over to Project Independence, and we'll get you that because that's something that is really wonderful. We had an intern who worked on this program and gathered all this information for people.
We are nearing the end here. I have 30 seconds. Thanks to all, Christina.
Thank you to you guys,
Victoria,
as always.
Anthony.
John, better watch
Ann
out.
Cox,
Ann
Janine.
And Otto are taking over.
All right. Okay.
And who else? Do we have anybody else to thank?
Yeah.
And okay.
And we wish
thank
John
you everyone.
The best.
And
that's
we wish
right.
John and his family.
And tune in next week for a stack show.
Yeah, next week we have... several people
yes, we have,
will be here.
Oh, and we're out of time
we're
now.
We're out of
there
time,
it is.
So have
a
nice
good weekend.
Day.